Reform Rabbi Kurt Landry here.
平安，我是拉比克兰卓。
Bringing an Israel update.
要带给你们以色列的状况。
So much activity, so much of what's happening we've been waiting on for 15, 20 years.
有一些我们等了15、20年的事情，现在终于发生了。在短时间之内发生了好多的事。
What's happening and we need to know from the truth of what's happening.
那么这些要采取的行动其实已经等了15、20年，那么就在这短时间之内发生，我们要来了解它的真相。
I reiterate, I'm not a news broadcaster. I consider myself more apostolic or prophetic for the Lord.
我并不是用新闻的角度来报道这些事情，我是主的使徒和先知的角度来告诉你们眼前所发生的事情。
But I want to bring you from a long-time relationship with the nation of Israel and the current relationship. What's happening on the ground and what we can expect.
而且我凭借着与以色列常年的深厚连结，我将带领各位读者来实地的了解此刻以及未来发展的走向。现在，请你们允许我以个人的立场，也就是作为大卫之家合一新人大使馆以及克兰卓事工的负责人这样的立场来跟大家分享我的观点。
Yesterday afternoon, early afternoon, I was really, receiving a tremendous stirring in the spirit.
就在以色列时间6月12号的下午，我感觉我的灵里有强烈的搅动。
And a lot of times, now this is just me personally, so I'm not trying to say it's how other people, but a lot of times prophetically when something's getting ready to happen, I will almost get like agitated and almost like my stomach may bother me and I'm feeling impatient and short. And
就我个人而言，当先知性的预警临到的时候，我通常会感到莫名的烦躁，除了有强烈的急迫感，我的胃也会感到非常的不舒适。
But when that happens, usually, I'll make a call and, to Israel and say, what's going on? Because so many times, that's what we're called to be, is watchmen on the wall.
每当这种情况出现的时候，我就会打电话给以色列，问他们说，嘿，你们的情况好吗？现在有发生什么事吗？因为成为以色列的守望者，为以色列代祷，就是神对我们的呼召。
I made that call yesterday, and that would have been in the evening. And as I called, made that call to our director, I said, what's going on over there? And he said, nothing. I said, I really sense like something's getting ready to happen.
所以我打电话给我们的事工，位在以色列的执行长山姆，当时的时间是以色列的黄昏。我问他，有什么事情发生吗？因为我感觉到有事情要发生了。他回答我说，没事啊。
No, he says if something was getting ready to happen, then there would be people, they would be going to the grocery store and, you know, buying canned goods, toilet paper and you know, getting ready, for something. And you know, he said the restaurants are full, people are, you know, getting ready for Shabbat. Everything is normal.
接着执行长山姆告诉我，如果有事情发生，现在大家应该已经涌入商场去买一些生活的必需品，比如卫生纸，可以储存较久的罐头食物，但是这些事情都没有发生。每个餐馆也是座无虚席，而且大家都正在准备迎接安息日，一切都在寻常不过了。
I thought, wow, that's really, you know, kind of different because I was really sensing a stirring.
我听了就说，哇，这与我的认知很不同，因为我在灵里真的感受到了搅动。
And so then, when the evening came here, I was, you know, getting ready to spend some time with our grandkids, and I was watching Paw Patrol and, with the grandkids on the couch, and my phone rang, and, our director from there said, it started, it's begun.
结果换到我所在地的黄昏的时候，我正在陪我的孙子们看卡通，我们事工位于以色列的执行长山姆就来电了，他对我说，战争爆发了。
And when he said that, it didn't mean like,an operation has started, but like a war has started.
而从执行长山姆告诉我的话语中，他的意思并不是说这是一个局部的冲突。当他说战争开始了，是指一个全面的战争爆发了。
Because you have to understand, for us that have been standing with Israel for years and years, I've been listening to, Prime Minister Netanyahu for over 20 years saying how we have to not allow, Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
你要知道，我们的事工多年来都与以色列同战力，所以二十几年来，我不断地听到总理纳塔亚胡说，我们绝对不能让伊朗拥有核子武器。
Anyway, it happened, there was this attack, you know, started around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
而终于在以色列当地的时间6月13号凌晨的2点33分以色列军方对伊朗发动了攻击。
Strategic, it was very effective and was on multiple fronts with multiple waves that happened with it.
在这一次的军事行动当中对解除伊朗的核武装置以色列军方兴起了数波精准又策略性的行动
Extremely successful.
在命中伊朗核武装置的要害
So you might say, why is it that it happened this way? So I just kind of want to kind of a little bit of the backstory with this.
你可能会问说有需要这样吗为什么要这样做现在我就要给你一些背景故事
First of all, I have been fasting social media. I did up into Shavuot for about 45 days. So the time I was spending personally counting down of the Omer, I was staying off social media.
首先我之前告诉过你们在五旬节之前数算俄美尔的时候我大概花了45天的时间进食那这次我境界的就是公众的媒体所以我有45天的时间没有去看公众媒体的报道
And the Lord kind of gave me a break from that and I was glad and one of the things that I was having a lot of questions that were coming in on my text and email is what's going on with the relationship between President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu
我很开心的是在这45天当中神真的给了我突破但是在这45天当中很多人透过电话短信或者是邮件问我同样一个问题这个问题就是美国总统川普和以色列总理纳塔雅胡他们的关系是不是不太好了
And I would say everything was fine I would just text back or email everything is fine
所以我就用简讯或者是信件回应他们说他们的关系很好没有问题的
The reason I say that everything is fine is because all the agreements that the Israeli government has with the United States and vice versa, all the deliverables were happening just on time and there was no resistance. But yet, in the media, there was this attempt to create this rift between the two men.
我这样回答的原因是因为不管是美国对于以色列的承诺或者是以色列对于美国的承诺都正在如期的展开和兑现。但是你也不难发现世界的媒体正在巧妙地制造这两位重量级的领袖他们不和的传言和假象
I never bought that riff but you know I was a little concerned with it I personally was uncomfortable with President Trump not going to Israel but that was it you know I mean I understood his greater plan of what he laid out
我个人是完全不相信这样子的传闻但是我也在乎川普总统前一阵子的中东之行并没有经过以色列但是我信任他我相信他有一个没有公开并且更大的计划
But I think now if we look back at what's happened here the element of surprise that happened with this attack on Iran is it is really strategically it will go down in history as one of the most brilliant moves
但是从现在我们回看过去种种的迹象到此刻发生让大家大感意外震惊全球以色列用武装卸除伊朗的核武装置这样的军事行动真的是极具策略性并且史无前例的
Because they were in negotiations with the United States and I'll talk a little bit about that I have to be careful with some of the stuff I say
因为众所周知美国总统川普现在正在做卸除伊朗核武条件的协谈而我也要就这方面来做一些讨论。
Those negotiations appeared to be going well, based off what was being reported on the news, but behind the scenes, they were not going well.
因为这些协谈在媒体报道来说都进行得非常的顺利，事实上却不然。这些协谈是暗潮汹涌的。
So there was a set of facts of one thing that they were looking at to find out that there in the shadows there was something else happening.
所以如果你具有洞察力，你可以隐约的发现。除了表面上的和谐，背后是暗潮汹涌。
So I have always heard from Israel, particularly with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that obviously the Iranian government cannot get the ability to create nuclear weapons.
而我知道以色列以及总理纳塔雅胡不断强调与诉求的，就是伊朗不能被允许去制造核子武器。
And so I just want to address that what's happening yesterday and today, and it will continue to go on for a while, is not just saving Israel and the Middle East, it's saving the entire world.
所以我要强调的是，以色列过去所做的努力， 现在所做的努力，以及在6月13号这种突发性的举动，甚至它会持续一阵子，目的不光是要拯救中东，拯救以色列，乃是要拯救全世界。
You have to understand that their plan was to weaponize with nuclear weapons, you know, proxy organizations like the Houthis and Hezbollah.
因为你要知道，伊朗所做的就是制造核子武器，然后交给他们的代理人，包括胡塞、哈马斯、真主党这些恐怖分子组织。
Both Hamas and Hezbollah are in extremely compromised positions right now. In fact, with Hamas, they're really almost non-existent in structure, but they're there in spirit.
而哈马斯和真主党的组织现在几乎被打得无力动弹。哈马斯的实质组织已经被破坏，但是属哈马斯的灵仍然存在。
So what's happening in Gaza is there's different factions who were a part of the greater structure, but that structure has been eliminated, so it's not there. So everyone is operating kind of individually, and still very dangerous, but that structure is not there.
所以现在在加沙的情况就是大组织已经被消灭，但是哈马斯零星的组织仍然在打游击战，所以加沙仍然是非常危险的地方，只是哈马斯的结构已经被破坏了。
Even though Hezbollah has been weakened in the north, they still have structure.
以色列北方的真主党虽然他们的势力已经被削弱，但是它还存在。
So you have to understand, can you imagine having the ability to put nuclear warheads on these missiles that they randomly throw into Israel?
所以你想想看，以色列的北方有真主党，西南边是哈马斯，还有东南边的胡塞组织。这些都是伊朗邪恶政权的代理人。那么当伊朗制造出核武，把这些核武器供应给他们，由他们来向以色列发送这些带有核子爆炸威力的导弹的时候，会是怎么样一个状况？
That's why I want you to understand it's unacceptable.
我要你知道的是，我们必须尽力的阻止这样的情况的发生。
The nuclear atomic side of this is just changing out a warhead from being TNT dynamite to atomic nuclear weapon.
因为用 TNT 威力炸药的导弹和使用核武的导弹，威力以及造成的伤害是无法相比的。
And that was their plan. Their plan was to produce enough of this and go to their proxies and just eliminate and wipe out Israel.
而这事实上就是伊朗的计划，他们要制造核武，然后再把这些核武放在导弹上，交给作为他代理人的这些恐怖组织。以他们联手的行动来毁灭以色列。
And that at this point is being canceled.
但是经过6月13号以色列命名为崛起雄狮的行动，以上的这些可能性已经被除去了。
I do want to say this too. This is not an operation. This is a war.
我仍然要强调，这并不是局部地区性的行动，这是一个全面的战争。
If you listen to Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech, they have declared war on Iran.
如果你有听到以色列总理纳塔雅胡他的演说，他说这是对伊朗的宣战。
So they're past the negotiation of that. They realize that they're at a point of no return.
以色列不再依靠协谈的结果，他们越过了冗长的协谈，径自的往前不回头了。
So for the churches and the nations and the different people that are listening to me on this platform, you need to understand this is being done because they've exhausted everything else and understanding that this regime, which is tyrannical, and not reasonable.
所以关注或者是听到这个语音信息的，不管是教会、国家、民族，或者是来自不同地方的人，借着这个平台听到了我的信息。你要了解以色列在这个时候采取行动，是因为他们已经耐心地等候各种的协谈、各种的结果。但是伊朗此刻的政权是强横而不讲理的。
Is willing to do whatever it takes to get this nuclear weapon because they don't have any other option for their agenda of death and destruction to Israel.
伊朗此刻的政权要利用核子武器造成以色列的死亡和破坏，因为核武就是他们毁灭以色列唯一的方式。
And the little Satan and their death and destruction to the United States, the big Satan.
当然这个计划不光是要用在伊朗此刻政权的眼中刺以色列身上，同时也要如法炮制在美国上。伊朗把以色列视为小撒旦，把美国视为大撒旦。
I do say this, that from very, very reliable sources, that they were actually 9 days out as of yesterday, 9 days out from actually using a nuclear weapon.
据可靠的消息来源，伊朗从6月13号之后算起的9天之内，他们就可以完成目前他们所需要的这批核子武器。
So you have to extend some grace here to the Israeli government because they went up to this 9-day window and they said, we're not having any choices.
所以面对以色列的决定和行动，我要呼吁读者们不要去苛责以色列，因为以色列知道他们只有把握这个机会，才能够阻止伊朗制造出毁灭以色列、毁灭全世界的这一批核子武器。
They didn't give the nation of Israel and the people of Israel more of a warning. Why is it that you called in the afternoon and then by 3 o'clock in the morning, my phone is ringing and saying it's started?
当然，读者可能会问另外一个问题，就是为什么以色列的政府没有事前警告他的人民，使他们有足够的准备和安全措施呢？就像我在当日12号的下午打电话给我们施工的执行长山姆，问他有没有什么事情发生呢？当时一切如常，但到了6月13号的凌晨，我就接到电话说战争爆发了。
You have to understand, just like Israel has operatives in Iran, being able to monitor and watch what they're doing, they also, you know, the Iranian people are very smart, very powerful, and I would not underestimate their ability, a very, very large country, very powerful. I wouldn't underestimate their ability of what they can do.
因为你要了解，当以色列有能力去监控伊朗的时候，伊朗也有这个能力来监控以色列的一举一动。别忘了，伊朗也是一个很强大的国家，伊朗的人也是非常的聪明，我绝对不会低估他们的能力。
This may be an excess of evil, but they're also very, very powerful. But they have their own operatives in Israel, and so just as everyone thought everything was fine, people are going to restaurants, going to grocery store, doing everything that they do late up into the evening, getting ready for Shabbat, and then this happened.
伊朗的政权虽然很邪恶，但是他们是很有能力的，他们也有很多的眼线埋伏在以色列，所以当他们看到以色列的百姓一切如常，餐馆座无虚席，超市商铺也没有人抢购囤货，大家都在等待黄昏的时候安息日的来临，如常的一切使伊朗人没有戒心。
And this happened, the surprise factor of this was extraordinary.
那么我们可以看到以色列的决策者精心的布局，使伊朗没有戒备之心，这步棋走得非常的高明。
Now, what Israel has done, and the news is covering this, but you need, I'm doing this from a ministry heart of getting you to understand, because the fake news is going to do everything it can to put you down an anti-Semitic path.
但不管以色列这步棋走得多么高明，媒体都不会这样报道。但我要这样子告诉你们，是要从一个从事事工的心来使你们明白，擅长制造假消息的媒体一定会借此煽动挑起大家的反闪主义。
And to get you to lose your Genesis 12:3 blessing.
因此一来，很多人进入了反犹的心态、反闪主义的圈套当中，而失去创世纪12:3的祝福。
One of the things that you have to understand now, because it's out in the news, but the Israeli operatives were on the ground. They had already targeted the scientists. They had targeted the commanders. They had targeted all the people who were in leadership, who in a shadow government way, behind the scenes, and on that ninth day to launch a nuclear attack.
那么大家也已经从新闻媒体知道，以色列的行动是进入伊朗的地面。他们的军事行动瞄准了所有参与要在这九天当中制造出核子武器并且发动攻击的所有参与的科学家、领导阶层以及背后主导这一切的领袖层。
So they identified where all of those individuals were and they eliminated them.
以色列锁定了这些参与的人并且将他们歼灭。
So this is the way. Now, when they did this, they would go literally into an apartment building and eliminate the scientist who was the evil one, but not the neighbor next door.
那么当他们展开这些歼灭行动的时候，以色列渗入地面的部队会精准的直接歼灭他们所锁定的危险人员，而不会伤及无辜。
They've been very careful. So this isn't stuff that is being done by, you know, cruise missiles or being launched by, you know, jets or mass you know, blanket bombing or any of that. That's not what's happening here. This has been very strategically planned. It's been planned for over 2 years.
以色列地面的部队在执行这些计划的时候是非常谨慎小心的。他们并不是用爆破性很强大的巡航飞弹、导弹一股脑的造成大规模的伤害，而目的只是为了要歼灭一两个犯罪的首脑。他们经过两年以上的精密策划来进行非常精确、小心、精准的战略行动。
And they were strategic with, being able to protect innocent life.
他们这么精确就是为了要保护不要伤及无辜的人民。
I want to say this to you. You need to understand that in the past and in the hearts of the nation of Israel, that they have a great affection for the Iranian people.
我让你们知道，在过去以及在以色列人的心目当中，他们深爱着伊朗人。
They understand that there's 80 million people, and however many that's there, it's a huge number of people. But there's a small percentage, like 2 million people, that are tied to the radical government that is there.
伊朗这个国家大概有8000万的人口，但是这些构成威胁的激进分子大约就是200万人。
People are praying. There's a lot of Christian Iranians there. There's Christian Jews there.
在以色列有许多的基督徒，也有许多犹太人身份的基督徒，他们不断的在祷告。
People who want the liberty and the freedom to be able to have that freedom and not with all the religious legalistic oppression that they've been battling.
他们不想要受到政治以及宗教的限制，他们渴望在这些方面得到自由。
And so that's where we are right now with this, but Israel has come in with wave after wave, and their goal is to be able to not only protect Israel, but protect all of us and to protect you from this nuclear threat.
所以今天以色列采取行动，并且使我们来到这个地步，要知道以色列一波接着一波的行动，他们的目的不光是保护以色列自身，乃至于保护你和我所有的人脱离伊朗核武的威胁。
Once they are able, they need resources. Once they were able to produce these nuclear warheads, they would be able to sell those all over the world to whomever they thought they would want to. And in the black market world, that would be people who have are terrorists in other places.
要知道，因为一旦伊朗的核武组织这些科学家制造出这些具有核子武器爆炸的弹头，他们可以卖到任何一个武器市场的黑市，让想要得到的人就能得到，特别是恐怖分子。
Much bigger than saying this is just a nuclear warhead coming from Iran into Israel. This has to do with taking a tyrannical government that is a death cult, saying they want to eliminate everything that is outside their religious theological belief and the infidel, and they are doing their God's work when they remove them.
所以以色列所采取的这个行动远远大于很多人认为以色列只是在解除伊朗对于以色列核子武器的威胁。以色列这次的军事行动卸除了伊朗制造核武的可能性，因此限制了这个像邪教一样的伊朗专横的政权。这个政权一直以来就是想要用核子武器来限制和对付全世界与他们信仰不同的国家或民族个人，以至于可以为他们的真主打赢这场他们眼中的胜仗。
This would have been the final blow. So I'm just trying to share that you need to understand part of the problem that you see with the mass media is that they're spinning this in another agenda.
我要直言不讳的跟你分享这些，是因为现在的问题是大众的传媒正在扭曲事实。
People understood all this pro-Palestinian, these protests and things that are coming. Everything's always is kind of twisted, like there is no king.
美国在6月14号的时候有许多造势的反对活动高举着没有王权这样的口号。
Well, that comes back from the birth of this nation when we pulled away from the kings in England and all of that oppression.
这是因为美国当初诞生的时候是由一群来自英国的新移民在美洲大陆上催生了这个国家。而当初他们所努力争取的就是脱离英国王权的统治与压制。
That's not what this is. What President Donald Trump is doing is not trying to put a dictatorship over this.
而现在川普的种种策略 并不是一个独裁者的行动，所以与当初的王权以及君主的压制完全无关。
Trying to do is bring law and order into these blue states, just like what he's doing in my home city.
他所做的是为那些民主党的州带来法律和秩序。那么，就像我从小长大的地方，就是一个民主党的州。
Where I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, you have to understand that that city has been targeted on purpose, well-funded and well-planned by the same people who are funding and have funded in Israel, trying to get Prime Minister Netanyahu out of office. And this is all the same globalists and the same people.
我成长的地方就是洛杉矶。那么你要知道，有一批全球主义者，他们将资金注入洛杉矶和加州，试图掌控这个地方。那么同样一批人也是将资金注入以色列，要让纳塔雅胡下台的同一批人。
But you need to understand that what's happening inside the United States, basically what's happening in the Middle East and what happened with Hamas, is now trying to birth itself into Los Angeles, and it's going into the other cities, and we're coming up on a very difficult weekend.
你得知道，发生在中东，像哈马斯这样的恐怖分子所引起的事件。现在也借着全球主义者所投入的资金所做的计划，要复制他们的行径，进入洛杉矶，进入加州，然后还要扩张到其他的城市中。
But the key is what I released at House of David last Friday and this Sunday on Pentecost there at Gloria Zion.
但这里有一个重点，就是我在大卫之家五旬节的庆典之后，在安息日的聚会当中，以及隔周在五旬节的时候，我在使徒恰克皮尔斯的荣耀锡安事工中，同时所释出的信息
is the key of David.
主题就是大卫的钥匙。
We have to understand that any time there is an apostolic appointment to release something strategic that has enforcement, alignment, and power, creativity, an anointing to break the yoke, an anointing to bind and loose, all of those things. That's what happened.
我们必须明白，任何时候，使徒被任命，去发布具有执行力、一致性、具有权力、创造力的战略文件的时候，就可以打破众恶。并且有恩膏去捆绑和释放，而这就是所发生的事。
And I was honored and blessed to be at Glory of Zion with Apostle Chuck Pierce to be able to, in full agreement with him, coming together as Jew and Gentile to release the key of David.
那我很荣幸的来到荣耀锡安这个事工，与使徒恰克皮尔斯以外邦人与犹太人合一的身份。达成共识，释放大卫的钥匙。
Why at that specific time? Because like Pentecost, Pentecost wasn't just something that happened. Pentecost was a moed of Shavuot.
那么为什么这一切都发生在这个特殊的时刻呢？因为这些事情发生在五旬节，而五旬节是在一旬数千年以来的 Shavuot 七七节的时候所发生的 moed， 也就是神选择 Shavuot 七七节启动了五旬节。
Was at the end of the Feast of Weeks, where literally Jewish people were together in an upper room, and inside that upper room, they were gathered there after counting down the Omer, and they had a visitation of the Lord, which turned out to be, the visitation of the Lord turned out into be Pentecost.
我们来看第一个五旬节是怎么发生的，就是当时跟随耶稣基督的这些门徒们，他们在数算俄梅尔五十天之后，依循他们的传统，在一个楼上的地点同心合意的彼此聚集，在守为期一周的七七节，到了最后，神突然造访他们，圣灵如同火焰一样降在他们的头上，使他们被赋予能力，并且开始说方言，开始彰显神迹奇事，使这个数千年来的 Shavuot 成了五旬节。
But that spirit of birthing Pentecost is still here today. It's still alive and it's still well.
而这个当初催生五旬节的灵，现在依然存在，依然活跃。
We have to understand that's what happened this last Sunday, for us coming together as House of David, One New Man Embassy, Kurt Landry Ministries, and Glory of Zion.
我们要了解，这就是上一周当大卫之家和一行人大使馆克兰卓事工与使徒恰克皮尔斯的荣耀锡安事工肩并肩的站在一起的时候所发生的事。
We came together apostolically as one new man to activate the key of David.
我们以合一新人的身份，使徒性的站在一起，来启动大卫的钥匙。
way. That's kind of our nuclear weapon. Our nuclear weapon is to come together, Jew and Gentile, knowing that his word shall not come back void, but shall prosper in that which it is sent to do.
我们所启动的大卫的钥匙就像我们的核子武器一样，我们的核子武器就是犹太人和外邦信徒肩并肩地站在一起，知道当我们发出神的话语的时候，神的话语激发出就不会突然返回，必要在发他去成就的事情上面亨通。
So this is one of the reasons I'm doing this broadcast today is I really do not lose your Genesis 12:3 blessing of I will bless those who bless Israel, I will curse those who curse Israel with the fake news.
这是为什么我要告诉你们这些信息，因为我绝对不想要你们因着那些造假的信息、造假的新闻，失去了创世纪十二章第三节的祝福，也就是神对亚伯兰说：“那祝福你的，我要祝福他们；那咒诅你的，我要咒诅他们。”
It's I don't watch it. I mean, it's so frustrating for me because I'm working directly. Everything I'm sharing with you is direct from Israel, from direct sources at the highest level.
我自己也不去看那些新闻，因为那些造假的新闻让我非常的沮丧。原因是因为我所分享给你们关于以色列的信息来源都是来自以色列最高的层级，是最真实的状况。
Understand, and the other side of this, I want to say this, I know these men and women, and I understand how long we have been struggling with this, and I understand the people misunderstanding it. I've been understanding in the current administration the misunderstanding.
我要告诉你们，我认识他们，也清楚他们，我知道他们是什么样子的人，所以我知道世人对他们有所误解，就连我自己国家现任的执政团队对他们也有误解。
But you have to understand that most of the leadership in the United States right now do understand that there absolutely cannot be a nuclear Iran because what happens is they will market it everywhere.
但我知道现在美国各阶层的领袖大部分的人都知道伊朗绝对不能够拥有核武，因为如果他们拥有核武，他们可以到处去贩售。
Just like my home state of Oklahoma, just recently they had an ISIS-affiliated, so to say, individual that wanted to come to the Sooner Stadium there at OU and blow it up.
就像现在我所住的奥克拉荷马州，有一个 ISIS, 也就是伊斯兰国的附属机构，其中的一个人又拿炸弹到奥克拉荷马州立大学体育馆去引爆。
You can imagine if they're what they're doing with TNT and explosives and things like we had at the Murrow Building years ago here in Oklahoma City, that what that is. Can you imagine? Come on, just imagine for a minute that you have these rogue, dangerous people with atomic weaponry.
那么你想想看，这不光是普通具威力的 TNT 炸药，而是带有核子炸弹威力的武器。
That's what they plan to do. They were...going to not only use it against Israel, but market it around the world to take out the infidels.
他们要制造这些武器，不只是要对付以色列，乃是要对付全球与他们信仰不同的人。
So really, we should be rejoicing and praising God that Donald J. Trump stood with Netanyahu on this, and that Donald Trump and the Knesset has stood, because they're not just saving the Middle East, they're saving the entire world. We need to be rejoicing in that.
所以我们真应该为了美国的总统川普支持以色列总理纳塔雅胡，并且以色列的国会包括反对党都支持纳塔雅胡的决定和行动，因为他不光是拯救以色列，也拯救中东和全世界。我们要为此来赞美神，并且欢喜快乐。
We need to be giving God praise. We need to praise God that the nation of Israel literally had operatives on the ground removing, just going into apartments, removing the bad guys one by one. They could have done it easily and just said, okay, it's this building over here, we'll level the whole building. They didn't do that.
我们要为着神使以色列直接派遣精兵进入伊朗的地面，进入这些制造武器的人他们所住的地方，一个一个将他们解决，而不是选择用轻松的方法向着他们所在之处投掷炸弹，因为这样一来除了将他们歼灭，所有有罪的和无辜的人都无法幸免于难，但是他们却选择麻烦的方法。我们要为此来感谢神。
Now it's impossible for them toredo this because the ones that are actually have the formulas and the talent and the ability at the high level of science it takes are being removed.
所以随着这些拥有制作核弹高端科技的科学家一个一个被除去，他们没有办法再制造这些核弹武器。
Israel needs your prayers. Don't be partnering with the mass media manipulation and start questioning, like, well, maybe they're doing this. And I'm sure that the left is going to be doing all sorts of videos and negative things, and this happened and that. Listen, I have been in Israel.
以色列真的很需要你们的祷告，所以请你不要随从操控人心的大众媒体的报道而产生许多对以色列的质疑，特别是我相信美国的左派也会创作许多报道负面消息的影片。拉比说，听着，我曾经在以色列。
I have been there when the BBC was there, and they show like some children that are there, and they show smoke, and they say, okay, there's this big rocket that came in, and behind it, it's a bunch of tires they set up, and they put gas on it and burning it.
我亲眼目睹 BBC 新闻在以色列，他们拍摄的镜头是几个孩童，他们的背后有一些烟雾，他们说你们看那里有炸弹爆炸了。那么事实上我在现场就是看到他们把一堆轮胎放在那里，把汽油倒上去点燃它，因此产生了浓烟。
Literally saw that with my own two eyes. I've been there when I've watched the fake narrative of this stuff happening.
这是我在那里的时候亲眼看见的，我看见他们如何的用假造的场景制造假的消息。
That's the spirit behind this. The spirit behind this is that the Antichrist, anti-Semitic spirit does not want to see the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, and Christians be able to prosper. Why?
这就是藏在背后的灵所进行的诡计。那么这个背后的灵是什么呢？就是反闪主义敌基督的灵。他不要看到犹太人，不要看到以色列这个国家，或者是基督徒变得昌盛富强。为什么呢？
Because with this book right here, this book has a guarantee. The guarantee says this: Our God is not a man that he should lie.
因为这本书，也就是我手上的这本圣经，对我们有一个保证。这个保证就是我们的神绝不至于说谎。
So what is Satan, the fallen angel, the worship angel, what does he want? He's mad at God because he failed and got kicked out of the club.
所以撒旦是什么呢？撒旦就是那个堕落的天使。他原本是带领天上敬拜的天使，他想要取代神，结果被神踢出去了，所以他非常的气愤。
So what's going to happen is, listen, I'm going to discredit the father that I had that cast me out because of my bad behavior and my deal because I wanted to be him.
所以这个气愤愤堕落的天使他要做什么呢？他要使这位因着他自己所犯的错，也就是他想要取代成为父神的位置而被踢出天庭这样的恶果来报复天父，使天父成为没有信用的父神。
And so what he's doing through his spirits and powers and principalities and heavenly hosts and dark places, you need to understand all those spirits are working the manipulation of the media mountain right now because God's getting ready to pour out his glory and his power into the media mountain. That's what you're seeing. That's the word of the Lord for 5785 since Shavuot.
所以撒旦他正在进行的就是透过他所带领与他一同堕落的邪灵，还有在这空中执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的恶者，一起搅动媒体山头。那为什么是现在呢？因为就在此刻，神要将他的荣耀倾注在媒体的山头。这正是你此刻所看见的，也是神在5785年 Shavuot 所说的话。
The fire and the power of God to bring instruction and grace, sign wonders and miracles, it's coming now. It's coming to you.
神的话说，神的灵火和神的大能带下指示，赐下恩典、神迹和奇事给你，就是现在。
So don't be buying all this fake news that is coming in. This is a brilliant plan that has happened between Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu.
所以不要去轻信那些假消息，因为此刻你所看见的是神借着以色列总理纳塔亚胡以及川普总统所进行一个很大的计划。
got them totally off guard. They went in and they've removed this, and it's saving the world from a nuclear holocaust.
他们的合作无间，使得伊朗毫无戒备，使他们可以出其不意的介入，去卸除一切继续制造核武的可能性，拯救这个世界不必再一次的经历核子武器的大屠杀。
I don't think people forget about these giant mushroom clouds and the radiation and the cancers and the disease and it going into the waters and everything. And now you have all these parades and these protests coming that there is no king. I will say this, there is no king on earth, but there is one king and his name is Jesus.
我不知道你还记不记得在二次大战的时候在广岛长崎所投下的原子弹造成的伤害。当时除了伤亡，辐射性的元素也进到了河川土地，但现在在美国却有很多的 反对活动游行在反川普，他们竖起的标语就是把川普当作一个独裁者，说我们不要王权。我要告诉你们，是的，在地上没有王，唯一的王就是耶稣基督弥赛亚。
That king is trying to rule and reign. And praise God that God gave me a word at Passover, and that word was, I'm going to do this for my namesake.
而耶稣基督就是要来统管和治理的。那我要赞美神，因为神在5785年的逾越节给我一句话，就是我是为了我名的缘故来做这些。
Because of the judgment of the truth.
我要按照真理来审判。
You need to understand that the mass media that is being controlled by demonic powers is doing everything they can to cancel Bible prophecy.
你们要知道，这些被鬼魔的力量所支持的大众传媒，他们尽其所能所做的事情就是取消圣经的预言。
This is not Ezekiel 37. This is not Gog and Magog. We've got it. Turkey would have to come in. Russia would have to come in.To understand that literally, if Iran would have been able to produce this, don't think they wouldn't have been selling that technology and that thing to bad actors that are going into the Ukraine and every other place.
现在还不是以西结书37章，这也不是在马格蒂的哥哥。没错，土耳其会介入，苏俄也可能会介入，但当伊朗有能力制造这些核武的时候，别想他不会把这些技术卖给那些进入乌克兰或者是其他地方的坏人。
It would have spread like wildfire. They would have made literally billions of dollars, and all of that's being canceled now.
他们的行径会像野火一样的蔓延，而伊朗也会因为贩售这些技术和武器得到数百亿的美元，但这一切都因着以色列的行动被取消了。
It's not finished.It is not finished. You need to understand. Everyone says, well, maybe their technology, maybe they've been disabled. This is a huge country. This is going to take time. Just the square, the miles, and the areas, and all the different locations that are there. This is going to take time. That's why I'm calling us to pray.
但这还没有完呢。要知道，伊朗可是一个很大的国家，幅员广大。不管是除去他们的核武装置，或者是技术，这些都需要时间继续的来清除。这是为什么我呼吁大家一起来祷告。
Please go to kirklandry.com/prayer guide and pray and believe with us.
请你们以文案当中所附注的为以色列祷告文，和我们一起宣告、祷告并相信。
Now, I want to close with the potential of what could happen.
那么最后我要告诉你们接下来可能会发生的状况。
Happening right now in Israel as of to Sunday right now, Ben Gurion Airport is closed.
那么从周六也就是6月13号的凌晨发动攻击一直到周日，以色列的国际机场本古里安机场是关闭的。
So I know people who were traveling from New York, they were traveling to Israel and their plane literally had to turn around and go back to New York. There's planes that landed in Cyprus,There's planes that were coming out of Europe that have landed in Milan.
那么有些已经从出发地起飞要降落在本古里安机场的飞机，有的返航，有的选择降落在欧洲其他的城市。
And so people's travel and the whole airport is completely shut down. And so, and that's going to be till Sunday or maybe longer. But there's two things we have to pray about.
所以目前以色列的国际机场是关闭的。也许几天就会开放，也许需要关闭更长的时间。根据这点，我们有两件事情需要来带到。
The weapons that they will still have and be able to use, number one would be a cruise missile.
第一点就是，伊朗目前会使用来对付以色列的，第一个是巡航导弹的威胁。
A cruise missile is one that is in low an elevation, and it's actually, you can navigate it. So it is specific to targets. You can actually launch it, and it has the ability to be directed toward certain targets. That's why Israel is not allowing any large group gatherings of any type, because this missile could be in the air and say, okay, they're gathering, let's say, over here for a soccer game, and they could literally steer it and put that thing, you know, on the 50-yard line.
巡航导弹它可以精确地导向人群聚集的地方，所以以色列现在禁止人群聚集，禁止大型的活动。
It's that accurate. So we need to pray that those cruise missiles that may not be nuclear or atomic, but very dangerous and can do a tremendous amount of damage.
而这些巡航导弹它们非常的精准，所以我们要祷告的是，这些巡航导弹它们上面是不具有核武的弹头。 但无论如何，这种飞弹它的杀伤力非常的大。
It sent 100 drones, and when they did, Israel literally went through a corridor that they have now through Syria. Since Assad's been removed, they can fly that corridor back and forth, and they actually remove those 100 drones before they even got close to Israel.
那么当然伊朗也派出了数百台的无人机要攻击以色列。这些无人机是经由由叙利亚进来一个特殊的航道，但是这些无人机在还没有接近以色列就已经被移除了。
Ballistic missiles are the ones that it takes a very short period of time. They actually go up into space and come up and go down. They're not as easily as controlled in their direction, but they can do mass damage. We need to cancel all ballistic. We need to cancel all cruise missiles. And we're going to do that today with the Key of David.
另外还有弹道飞弹。那么这种飞弹用很短的时间，它可以先上升飞到太空，再直接的往下攻击它的目标。那么它们的方向很不容易控制，它的威力会造成大规模的杀伤。所以今天我们要祷告来取消所有的弹道飞弹，取消所有的无人机飞弹，取消巡航飞弹。我们要奉耶稣基督的圣名，以大卫的钥匙来祷告。
Hang on one second, I've got news. It says right now breaking news, that's why my phone was coming. I don't know who called me, but I turned it off. But anyway, breaking news, Iran retaliates with major missile barrage on Israel. It's interesting that it just came in, and literally that's what our concern is and my sources in Israel.
我们现在要暂停一下，因为有一个突发性的消息传进来。这是为什么刚刚我们在进行信息的时候有电话进来，是从以色列打来的。那么现在这个突发性的消息是告诉我们，伊朗正在反击以色列，他们以大规模的导弹袭击。那么有意思的是，这是刚才借着手机所传来的短信，但这是从一开始到现在我们在这个信息当中所提到所关切的，因为我的消息是来自以色列，与此刻这个突发性的新闻正吻合。
We're going to pray right now.
所以我们现在马上就要来祷告。
Yeah, Father God, we come to you in the name of Yeshua.
天父奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们来到你面前。
Just lift up your hands if you would.
请参与一起祷告的人，你们可以把双手举起来。
Father God, we just come to you in the name of Yeshua.
天父奉耶稣的名，我们来到你的面前。
Arata sheke kemo, uro no 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 she. Borode de da sheke kemo. Keke de na te da she. Father God, we lift up all of the airspace above the nation of Israel.
神，我们将以色列上空所有的领域带到你的面前。
And Lord, we ask that you release roaring angels, Michael the archangels, and the heavenly hosts of Israel to partner with David's sling and the Iron Dome and the lasers and all those things.
我们恳求你派遣守护以色列的大军天使米迦勒，与以色列地面的防卫系统、反弹道导弹的防御系统以及铁穹一起合作。
And Father God, we lift up all the IDF soldiers and young men and women that are using those missile defense systems, Lord, that you would anoint them with the sharpness and the focus and the clarity of mind.
天父，我们也把这些在操作反导弹系统的以色列国防军当中的军官们交在你的手中。神，请你恩膏他们，使他们能够专注、敏锐、头脑清晰。
God, we lift up this barrage of rockets that is becoming, whether they be cruise or ballistic missiles or whether they be drones. Father God, we bind them now in the name of Yeshua. We bind them and we cast them down to, Lord, where they would land in the desert someplace, Lord, not in Jordan, not even in Syria or Lebanon, Lord, not any place else. But Father God, we cancel the assignment that these missiles have been sent to bring death and destruction.
天父，我们把仇敌即将射来大量的巡航导弹或者是无人机其他种类的飞弹等等带到你的面前，我们奉耶稣基督的圣名捆绑他们，我们驱逐他们，并且改变他们的航道，使他们都投射到沙漠中，不会落到约旦，不会落到黎巴嫩、叙利亚。天父，奉耶稣基督的名，我们就是取消这些被发射出来要带来死亡和破坏的飞弹的任务。
We decree and declare they will not hit the target now in Yeshua's name.
我们宣告和声明，他们没有办法击中目标，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
be out in the courts of heaven, Father God, that each one of these missiles will land in a place that will not cause any harm. Your word says in Psalm 91, and none shall come nigh thy dwelling.
天父，奉耶稣基督的名，我们宣告这些被发射出来的飞弹都不会降落在被造成伤害的地方，因为你的话在诗篇91篇说，祸害必不得临近你的住处。
Father God, we decree that over the entire state of Israel.
天父，我们宣告你的话语要执行在以色列的全境上。
Lord, from the north to the south, the east and the west.
从南到北，从东到西。
Father God, give wisdom and Lord, protect the people. Lord, I break that assignment of that spirit of fear. As people go into the sirens are ringing and people are going into, Lord, at this Shabbat, they're going into the safe houses and the bomb shelters all over the nation.
天父，我奉主的名破除仇敌让以色列百姓恐惧的任务，特别是在安息日或者是周末空袭警报响起的时候，他们得进入避难所，进入防空洞当中。
Lord, I lift up the children. And Father God, I pray, I break that assignment of stress and post-traumatic stress and fear that comes upon the babies, Lord, and upon the mothers. Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name, I send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, into each bomb shelter.
天父，我要把他们的孩子们带到你的面前，并且我要取消那些压力以及创伤后的症候群。我要为母亲们以及在襁褓中的婴孩们来祷告。天父，奉耶稣基督的圣名，我要请求保惠师圣灵带着安慰进入每一个避难所。
Let the peace of God be rest upon them supernaturally. Lord, let them cry to God. Let them cry out to Yeshua.
让你的平安超自然的在他们里面，让他们向你呼求，并且呼求耶稣啊，耶稣基督，弥赛亚。
And Yeshua, I ask that you show yourself strong.
耶稣，求你大大的向他们彰显。
Revival come in the midst of this.
使这复兴在这期间来到。
We ask that not one rocket or one missile would pass through the systems that are there to cancel these barrages and these rockets. We thank you for it in Yeshua's name.
所以我们祷告，没有任何一枚火箭或者是任何一个导弹会不经过他们的防御系统就落下来。我们为这些防御系统大大的发挥作用，来向主献上感恩。
Lord, give wisdom to Prime Minister Netanyahu and all the commanders and all the warriors that are watching on the wall for this prophetic time that we live in.
天父，求你赐智慧给纳塔雅胡总理，还有所有的指挥官、所有的战士以及在城墙上的守望者，为着我们所处此刻这个先知性的时刻。
Let them rise up into the power of the supernatural.
主要让他们在超自然的大能当中兴起。
Key of David that you've released in us, Lord Father God, that opens doors no man can shut and shut doors no man can open. Lord, open the doors of revelation, wisdom and knowledge and strategic planning for warfare.
神，就让你所赐下的大卫钥匙使我们打开的门无人能关上，关上的门无人能打开。主要我们要打开启示的智慧的知识，以及赐下征战策略性的计划。
Let the strategic plan for warfare fall upon Israel now. Let it fall upon the United States now.
让为征战的策略性计划现在就临到以色列，也临到美国。
Lord, let the United States partner now. Let this, now that this has started, give President Trump and Marco Rubio the ability to partner with Israel now. While this has started, we decree and declare, let it be finished.
主要让美国与以色列并肩，让川普以及美国的国务卿马可·卢比欧此刻有能力去与以色列并肩。
While this is started, we decree and declare, let it be finished.
在此刻开战的时候，我们要宣告它有结束的时候。
The finishing work come. This tyrannical, demonic, really suicide bombing that is trying to take place because it will destroy the Iranians as well. Father God, I cry out for all the God's people. Lord, let the cooler heads prevail and let this be stopped at the root.
这事情既有了开端，就让结束也要发生。因为在这个邪恶政权当中所产生的自杀式炸弹，不光是伤害别人，也会伤害自己伊朗的百姓。天父，我向你呼求，所有属神的人都要让冷静的头脑占上风，让这一切从根本上被阻止。
Every laboratory and every literally demonic place that is trying to bring these death bombs, Lord, let them be destroyed and canceled in Yeshua's name.
主啊，让每一个在进行这些死亡计划的实验室和机构都让他们以耶稣基督的圣名被摧毁。
Use guardian angels, Lord, to be released in Yeshua's name.
神，你守护的天使现在就因着耶稣的名被释出。
To be able to protect and each and every one that's agreeing in prayer.
保护所有每一个在这里一起祷告并且认同这个祷告的人。
I lift up the United States of America this weekend, and Lord, with the riots that are planned from Los Angeles to Chicago to New York to Houston, all the different places that they're planning this, San Antonio, Lord, I just cancel that spirit of hate. Lord, let a patriotic love for this nation rise up.
神，我也奉你的名取消在这个周末在美国四处要兴起散播恨意的反对游行，也请你兴起这些爱国者父老的爱。
And Lord, this nation does have a king, and it's not Donald Trump. Praise God for Donald Trump's presidency, but the king of this nation is Jesus.
天父，我们谢谢你，我的国家是有王权的，但这个王不是川普总统。当然，我们也谢谢川普总统所做的一切努力，但要知道，这个国家的王是耶稣基督。
Let King Jesus rule and reign with the power and the glory and the revelation, Lord, of power and the Holy Spirit be released now in Yeshua's mighty name.
让我们的王耶稣基督以大能和荣耀来统领，赐人智慧和启示的灵，现在就领到我们。奉耶稣基督大能的名。
Amen and amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn my phone back on because I didn't look at who it was, and then Christy's here with me and she told me about, I want to make sure I'm not missing something that's coming in from Israel.
那么因为刚刚拉比在和我们分享的时候，我们有听到电话铃声，他说现在我要再次的把我的电话打开，免得我错过一些信息，或者是漏接以色列打来重要的电话。
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you standing with us more than, you have no idea how much we appreciate you.
谢谢你加入我们，并且与我们同站立。我想你可能不知道我们对你们与我们同站立有多么的感激。
I can tell you this, I don't feel alone. We don't feel alone.
我可以告诉你，我们并不觉得我们是孤立无援或独自站立的。此时拉比查看了刚刚在信息当中打来的电话，果然是从以色列打来的，于是他回拨过去。那么电话的那头暂时无人接听。
So if they're in the bomb shelter, so the phone doesn't work in the bomb shelter.
我想现在他们都进入了防空洞，而在防空洞里面是没有电话信号，无法接听电话的。
So Father God, we do pray, and we just ask that your peace, your grace be upon all of Israel.
天父，我们现在就来祷告，我们恳求你的平安，你的恩典临到全以色列。
And all of the nations surrounding.
同时也临到附近的每一个邻国。
And Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you.
天父，我们来为耶路撒冷求平安。耶路撒冷啊，愿爱你的人兴旺。
May they have peace within their palaces, and may we say for our brethren's sake, Shalom, Shalom, and Shabbat Shalom, Yerushalayim.
愿你城中平安，宫内兴旺。为了我们弟兄的缘故，我们要说耶路撒冷平安平安，还有安息日平安。
God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for praying with me today, and Christy, she's here, and we love you.And we bless you and Shabbat Shalom.
神祝福你们，非常谢谢你们花时间收听这个语音信息，以及与我和我的妻子一起祷告。我们爱你们，我们祝福你们安息日平安。
People have asked if we're preparing. Yes, we are preparing our humanitarian aid side of what we do for worst case scenarios. That's we always do that, and that started actually last night.
那么有人问我们是否为这个战争做好人道救援的准备，答案是是的，我们已经开始准备了。从昨天晚上战争爆发开始，我们就已经为最坏的状况，我们已经开始为人道救援的物资做准备了。
Information about that when we know, like what the need is. We pray that we don't need humanitarian aid.
那么如果我们需要什么，我们会继续的告诉你们，但是我们也祷告情况不会太糟。
But we are gearing up for it because that's what we do for 30 years.
但不论如何，我们都已经开始准备了，因为这30年来我们从事的事工都是如此。
So anyway, God bless you and Shalom.
神祝福你们，也祝你们平安。